So the TV show The Office, you know, started off in the UK with Ricky Gervais. The American version with Steve Carell, a huge hit. Now, you know, made Steve Carell an even bigger star than he is, but also brought us guys like John Krasinski, who played Jim on the show. So great on that show. And I think all of them on that show would have, had the show continued, they all would have stayed on it. But John Krasinski, when the show ended, went on to a pretty successful movie career. He's done little supporting roles in movies like It's Complicated and Leatherheads. He's like a close buddy now with George Clooney. He's like, you know, rolling with the big A-listers.
He's in
now.
That circle with Matt Damon.
He really
Clooney.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fellow Bostonian, mm-hmm. Matt Damon. He was in the movie Aloha. Most recently, he was starring in the Benghazi movie, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, kind of a lead role for him, in which he was really great. And now he's making his directorial debut in a movie that'll open the beginning of September called The Hollers. That's the name of his family. The father, played by the great Richard Jenkins. Mother, played by Margot Martindale, one of my favorite actresses.
Love her.
It's the story of the mother has a seizure and is taken to the hospital and has to have brain surgery. So the whole family gathers around. This is about as dysfunctional a family as there can possibly be, you know, and how they deal with each other, but also with this crisis now. And John Krasinski, I think, not only acts in the movie, does a really sweet, loving job directing this film. I can't wait for everybody to see it because I really like the film. I really like John Krasinski. I've interviewed him I don't know how many times. And it's just one of the nicest guys that there is. And now expanding his world into directing.
Finally, I got there. Mr. Big Time is what I always wanted to be called.
Is that how you would like us to refer to you from now on?
Yeah, no way.
Mr. Big Time. What was that like for you? I mean, taking on this whole thing. I know you've done television before, but significantly different for you and acting at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, directing for me is something I love doing, but I have to find a story that is, undeniable and a story that I feel I have to be the guy to tell it because, let's be honest, there are a whole lot of talented directors out there. This is a movie I was attached to as an actor a long time ago, 6 or 7 years ago, and I think it was the fastest I've signed on to anything because, to me, I love movies like this. I love movies about family and about the truth about family. And I think we can be honest, there's a whole lot of family movies out there. And so I never wanted to be a part of anything derivative. So I waited for a script like this to come along, which is the most honest take on family I think I've seen in a really long time. Because it shows the complexities of family, but it also shows that that channel of love and potential to be a close family is always there. I just had someone the other day say to me, you know, I love the movie. If I was closer to my mom, I would have called her. And I said, you can still call her. That's the beauty of this. Mm-hmm. And so I think that even that impetus to call his mom was the exact compliment that I've wanted, you know, or not even compliment, the best thing I could ask for from this movie is that you feel that this is your family somehow.
I wonder if it meant something more to you now that you're a dad.
100%. My daughter was 4.5 months old. When I started shooting this. So had I shot this 5 months before, it would have been a completely different movie. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely understood the idea of a guy at the doorstep of having a baby, for sure. But I think more what it did was add this weight to the movie, in a good way, of sort of this existential pull of what family means. So I understood my parents better. I understood my relationship to my brothers better. I even started thinking about bigger things like the idea of being from a family name, the idea of lineage. Like this stuff is, it's where we're from, it's what defines us. So you have to respect it, love it, and hopefully understand it.
Yeah, it's relatable in so many ways without being schmaltzy, without being depressing.
Thank you.
A lot of times you can come out of family movies
Absolutely.
And just want to kill yourself.
That's right, yeah.
But it really strikes the perfect balance. So, number one, you've got my favorite thing in any movie, a fantastic story. But could you have asked for a better cast?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, unbelievable.
This is, like, one of the most stellar ensembles I've
Thank
ever seen
so
in
much.
One movie. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Thank you very much. And I will say that I would love to take credit for that. But I think it is the script. I think Jim Strauss wrote a script that is very real, right? So he navigates through hairpin turns of comedy and drama in a way that nobody else does, because that's real life. And what I mean by that is you can't prepare for the bad times and you can't prepare for the good times. Life just happens to you, and Jim understands that. So there's no music swell to get you to the emotional moments, and there's no big wide open spaces to laugh. This movie just keeps going on the way of one of your regular days would be. So to me, I think the cast bonded to that. Usually when you make offers to a cast, they say, yeah, I'll do it, but I don't like this scene. I don't like the ending. I want to change this. And every single person who signed on to this said, I know what this is. I'll do it. And I think everybody did it because they have a connection to their family and they wanted to do this movie. So I was so lucky to have this cast. And speaking to being a director, when you have a cast like this, there's not a whole lot of directing going on. It's just more giving them room, creating a space that they can do the best work. I mean, Richard and Margot are two of the best actors working, period.
Oh, my God. I mean, what is that quality that they bring to this? You could have hired other mom and dad to you characters in this movie. They bring something that I don't even know how to describe it.
I probably couldn't describe it perfectly either, but I'll try. The idea for
makes
me
for a much more interesting interview when you
exactly
do. I appreciate that.
I don't know how to, I'll try and probably fail miserably. But, you know, I think Margot would say, oh, it's experience, right? So we're older, we know, we've had more acting experiences. I totally disagree. I think that there's been something special about her for a long, long time. And Richard, I think what they understand is that acting is a representation of real life. So they don't overdo it. They don't do showy parts. Like, there's plenty of emotional moments for both Richard and Margot in this movie that any other actor would get and go, oh, this is my moment. This is where I crush the movie.
Right.
And the truth is, they don't look at it like that at all. Mm-hmm. They approached, and I was fascinated to watch it, they approached these emotional scenes by just coming up to it like it hasn't happened yet. So what these big emotional things are that are going to happen, I just have to live through it. And it was so beautiful to watch these restrained, which I find more powerful, the more restrained, these restrained, beautifully articulated performances.
Yeah, less is more. I mean, truly.
Exactly, yes.
It's that applies to the story and to those performances. You're great.
Thank you.
But your head is completely swollen now as,
totally,
you know, Mr. Director now.
Mr. Big Time
Director.
Let's not get that wrong.
So I don't want to you know, blow too much at you right now, but it's really, really, really nice.
Thank you very
that,
much.
My favorite kind of movie.
Thank you.
Without a doubt.
I really hope people go see it for that reason. I
really
think
happy
will
for
connect
it.
To it.
Yeah, I think so too. What's it like being a dad?
It's, you know, I keep trying to articulate it in a new way, and I now have come to the realization that I can't. All the cliches are true. I mean, it is life-changing. I am a 10 times better person than I was before, or at least I try to be a better person because of it. When the responsibility shifts to this person, so does your perception of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of my friends said, you realize when you have kids that you've been selfish your whole life. And I totally get it. I don't think I've watched 4 hours of television with a bag of potato chips in a very long time. And thank God for it, because, you know, I get to relive life through these amazing kids. And and I'm just along for the ride. They are teaching me everything.
Was there something that you weren't prepared for, or something, like one thing that really surprised you?
Yeah, absolutely. And weirdly, it's one of the reasons why I connected so much to this, to the reason of why I wanted to direct it rather than just act in it was, I've always wanted to be a dad. I was never scared about being a dad. I never had that idea of like, oh man, does it change everything? And I was ready for everything to change. I think what I was really surprised by is that no matter, and you know, like as I'm sure you can say, is I'm in a fantasy camp. Like, my life is not reality. I've been so lucky to have this existence, and so to have this success, I still had these huge existential questions about, are you the guy that you want to be to raise this girl? It's not about, are you at the place in your life that you want to be? All those selfish questions go away, and you realize I started asking myself huge questions like, are you ready to be the person that this little girl asks all her questions? Are you ready to be that bounce board? And I realized the answer is no, and that's okay. Because one of the best bits of advice my dad ever gave me was, one of the best answers you can have is I don't know to your kids. So I'm really excited to continue it, but that was big for me. I thought I was like, oh, I got this father thing, hands down. That was a huge underestimation.
Yeah, has there been like one like really funny moment? One
every single
one that
day
brings a tear to your eye.
Oh, but that's
gotta happen all the time.
I'm a crier. I cry at everything. Yeah, I mean, I cried when she came home from the pottery store with some mangled version of like a alligator or something painted pink and purple, and I was like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's awesome. So what's going to be next now? Are you going to focus more on directing? Balancing act?
The Office was huge for me in every single way because it is and forever will be probably the most important thing I've ever done, the most special thing I've ever done. And so I feel so satisfied by doing something like that. Obviously, it gave me all these huge opportunities, so I owe it to that. But one of the biggest opportunities it gave me was the ability to try new things and try to redirect things. So, you know, 13 hours was a huge change for me, not only for audiences to see me that way, but for me to see myself that way. So, and it was a transformation physically and career-wise. Yeah. And then I think it's opened up the door to try to continue to do new things, try new things. So I'm writing, I'm directing, and I'm producing. But acting-wise, I'm really excited about Jack Ryan. That's next. So I'm taking on that role, which I'm very, very excited. Amazon is doing a show on Jack Ryan. And the funny thing was, the pitch to me from Carlton Cuse was, this actually isn't a TV show at all. We're going to take the Tom Clancy books, the idea of the Tom Clancy books. They'll be based more in the real headlines of today. But the idea is, he said, maybe this 10-part movie that we're going to do every season, it won't be a show, it'll be almost like a movie broken down into 10 parts, is the best way to tell the story, because Clancy's books are so rich and deep, and the character himself, if he has a superpower, it's his intelligence and problem solving. So, yeah.
So that's going to be great. That's going to be, John says that they're going to start filming the Jack Ryan series for Amazon in January, so we'll look forward to that. But this movie, The Hollers, I'm going to give it a rave reviews when it opens September 2nd here in Chicago. We'll tell you more about that. Quick break, and we'll update a busy morning in news coming up next on WGN.